from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the Huddle on the Morning Shift.
Triple M for Tiffany today and tomorrow. It's week zero, by the way. Georgia Tech, Florida State, Saturday at noon from Dublin. Braves back from that 10-game West Coast road swing. Go 6-4 on that. Austin Riley, no updates on his wrist. But as far as In the Huddle goes, a lot of talk about, well, you should play your starters in the preseason or you shouldn't. Well, Squid, you had something to say about that. Steelers lose a couple of starters on Saturday.
Yeah, for all that talk.
Or was it yesterday?
It was Saturday. For all that talk, I think people need to understand there are consequences. They lost their start and center, torn rotator cuff. Ooh. So I don't know how. I don't even
see him.
He can't
pitch either this year.
He's out. And then almost, Mike, you think maybe even bigger is the fact that Jaylen Warren has a hamstring injury now. He's going to miss, air quote, multiple weeks, which to me means you might see him by the end of September.
Well, we know how hamstring. I mean, listen, how
well,
much?
Well, Michael Harris.
I was
going to
say Michael Harris. And we've talked about Slayer hamstring injuries. When you're a guy that plays that position and have to make short bursts, are massive, especially a guy as electric as Jaylen Warren.
And isn't it true if you come back early from a hamstring, it just could aggravate it? It's more prone.
You could make it worse.
Yes,
and that's
yes.
Always the conversation. Look, injuries that you can't make worse, Rob, you guys just play through them. But when there's the chance that you're just going to make it worse in the long term, and even, you know, possibly tear it, that you're not going to do that. So Jaylen Warren is a guy that we talked about. You and I both talked about it a number of times last year, that I think he's better than Najee Harris in that role. I think he's more electric. I thought that he would take over as the starter by the end of the year, and he did. He started, you know, splitting 50-50 towards the end of the year with Pittsburgh last year. When you talk about what Arthur Smith's offense is and what those guys will be asked to do, Jaylen Warren is going to be a massive part of that offense in Pittsburgh. If he's not playing in week one, count one over here for the team in red and black.
And you're gonna rely now on Najee and Cordarrelle Patterson to be. And Cordarrelle Patterson
is Godwin Igbuke still there?
I do believe so. I knew that. I know that. I think, if I'm not mistaken, at the end of last year he was on the active roster.
Yeah, I think so too.
But I love Cordarrelle Patterson. I'm not knocking him at all. But I didn't see the Cordarrelle Patterson from 2021
last
and 22
year. No,
last
it was
year.
Something limited last year about him. Yep.
And he even started this year. He started training camp. Not practicing, you know, he was dealing with some stuff. Just doesn't scare me there. I mean,
you know what it reminds me a lot of, and I guess it was week two last year. I can't remember the name of the running back from Green Bay that did not play, but now he's not in Green Bay anymore. But you had AJ Dillon.
Jones.
Yeah, Aaron Jones did not play. Remember, Aaron Jones didn't play for Green Bay,
yeah.
And you had AJ Dillon who filled that role, and there were like two different third down stops that Atlanta made in that game that were just, it seemed like A.J. Dillon just falling down in the backfield, simply just could not get back to the line of scrimmage and just, you know, falling down a foot short of a first down. And that really was the difference in that game. And I'm not saying that, you know, Najee Harris and Cordero Patterson are not capable of picking up first downs, but I think they're very similar in their running styles. Bigger body guys, one cut north and south type guys that are physical runners. I'm just not sure they fit a ton what Arthur Smith is going to ask them to do. And I don't know if that offensive line does either at this point.
Well, and with the injury, you know, kind of like Onyemata going against a backup center. And now do they have to be a rookie too. Do they have to double him? Do they have to shade help? Oh. These are all the things that goes into this.
We've seen Grady as well line up at the zero nose on passing downs, and I cannot imagine as a rookie center, and I think he's a second-round pick in Pittsburgh. I can't remember. He played a lot this past weekend. But I tell you right now, I would not want to be playing Grady Jarrett on a passing down at zero nose.
When you play both your quarterbacks, Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, you score 3 points. The offense has not been scoring. There are a lot of Steeler fans going, I never thought I'd miss Matt Canada.
Seriously.
It'll get better. I think it'll get better, but I mean, let's talk about this. What if Justin Fields wins that job or for some reason
I wouldn't be shocked if he did.
What if Arthur Smith and Justin Fields roll into town week one in Mercedes-Benz Stadium? That will be extremely interesting. Kirk Cousins makes his debut, you know, with Raheem Morris, and we going against Arthur, because Mike Tomlin's going to be an afterthought. It's going to be Arthur Smith and Justin Fields, the combination that the entire national media was in love with since what?
Yeah, the idea of Justin Fields coming to Atlanta.
In January of 2021, and we haven't stopped hearing about it.
I think Justin Fields will win that job, and here's why. I think either one of them is going to be running for their life right now in terms of what I've seen offensive line-wise, and if you're going to be doing that and playing that style, you might as well get the guy that's still more agile in the backfield and go with Justin Fields.
Well, yeah, he is very agile back there, but he hasn't been a stranger to getting put on the ground and behind the line of scrimmage, and his time is, and as far as getting sacks or taking sacks, he and Russell Wilson find a way to get sacked, I would tell you, in their last
way
3 years.
Run their way into a sack, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's not a knock. I mean, that's just the truth. You look at the numbers.
This guy's been hanging out with me too long, Rob. He's starting to blame it on the quarterbacks, and I love it. It's not always on the O-line.
Don't worry. I'll get straightened out at 8:20 when Arce joins us and tells us.
He's been hanging out with me too long.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.